And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. One more segment here before we sign off. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Thanks so much for finding us. Make sure you check out the newest edition of Breaking Bread presented by Saloni's Italian Bread. It's on the 93.7 The Fan YouTube page. Jack Hillgrove went to Gianellis in Greensburg to chat with his grandfather. Bill talks about his long career as a broadcaster. And in a special segment found on Saloni's Instagram page, Bill reveals the former partner with whom he would like to be stranded on an island. A great watch there for sure. A couple more of your calls, and then Austin and I have a quick bit to do where we talk about fan hosts as roommates and where the disaster would be. But let's start with Joe in Verona, wants to talk about the Pirates. What's up, Joe?
Okay. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
First of all, we know Santana and Bernard. Now, we know the Yankees are desperate. And like one of your callers, too, calls back. You know, you don't want to build the Yankees or the Dodgers up more than they are. But just say we would trade them to that team. Okay, but we got to get somebody that can come in and be in our lineup as a hitter for both of them. And I don't trust Sherrington at all. He'll get a double-A player, and it's the same old where the minor league clubs that give all these to the Dodgers and the the Yankees, teams like that. And do not trade Keller. Keep him for next year. Go out, get two players next year, $15 million each. That's two. You spend some money. All this bull crap about trading this guy, all those, KP has to go and spam. But you just can't trade your nucleus, and Keller's a nice, solid pitcher. And I'm just tired of the Yankees and all that getting, this. And if you get him, they better get somebody, and Sherrington should not be here. And I'm so disgusted. And that guy you said, have patience. 30 years, man, that's gone. And so I'm just venting to you guys, Jason. I've talked to you a few times. But they have to not give their best and go out and get two hitters next year and spend some money. And,
all right, Joe, thank you very much, man. I'm going to cut you in.
Right on.
I get you. We're in the repeats here. He said Bernard, KP, and Spam.
I think KP, he was trying to say IKF and got some letters mixed up. That was my guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who KP is. I got nothing.
Was he getting confused with KY, Kevin Young? Are they trading Kevin Young to a different
broadcast?
I don't
want to trade Kevin Young. I like Kevin Young. Spam, I'd get rid of Spam.
I don't like Spam.
Yeah. Bernard, it's like David Bednar and Eric Bedard combined, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I agree with him, though. Well, we're having fun, but I mean, he's echoing the same thing that we're talking about. Ben Cherington hasn't been trustworthy enough on the return. Harry and Plum wants to talk about the Pirates and trades. What's up, Harry?
Hi, Jason. I have a question here. O'Neill Cruz is going to be eligible for arbitration after this season. Number one, how much do you think he's going to be awarded? Number two, if they keep Keller and Hayes and then have to pay a lot to Cruz, doesn't that rule out getting any significant free agent next year or anybody that's in a trade that might be earning a bit of money?
It better not. Thank you for the call, Harry. I appreciate it. To answer the questions, I mean, yes, O'Neill Cruz will enter his first year of arbitration this offseason. He's making $785,000 this year. I'd imagine that he gets, $2-4 million, something like that. I don't think it's going to break the bank or be anything crazy, but he's going to get a raise. It shouldn't be prohibitive. At the deadline, it wouldn't shock me if they trade Key Brian Hayes, and that would free up $7 million. So I don't think that is a consideration. I mean, obviously, you're talking about the Pirates and their spending habits, and there are considerations that have existed for years, but I don't think they're unique to this season. All right, let's go to Tomcat and Mount Lebanon.
Before we do that, Jason, we have a trade.
Who's on the move? Another major league trade presented by Globe Airport Parking.
And it doesn't involve the Pirates, but it could be a potential trade partner what would have been for Key Brian Hayes. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, the Yankees are acquiring third baseman Ryan McMahon from the Colorado Rockies. So one destination that was pointed to as a potential Key Brian Hayes landing spot is now off the board. They have a third baseman, and it's McMahon.
Right as I was saying, trade Key Brian Hayes, too. That's good.
So it would have to be somewhere else.
Yep. I think it still could be, but that's an interesting move. That's a good move by the Yankees. I can't criticize them for that. Loading up, Ryan McMahon is available. Good defensively, can give you a little bit with the bat. Yeah, that could take a spot away from Key Brian Hayes. All right, couple more things to get to. Tomcat in Mount Lebanon, what's up?
Hi, Jason. I'm going to play armchair GM for about 60 seconds. First, I don't believe this roster is terrible. or even bad. I think they're having a collectively terrible year, and I would not dismantle this team or even partially dismantle it. I would move the side pieces, but nothing major. First, I would approach IKF with the exact same deal he's on now to hold the seat until Griffin's ready, and then he becomes your utility guy.
He's not going to sign that, but go ahead.
I probably not, but I just think to move off of a roster that's just, I mean, if Reynolds just hit 250, if he was even decent, and if they had Gonzalez all year, if Horwitz is just a little bit more, if Cruz is a little bit more, all of a sudden this offense isn't so bad. And then just spend $15 million on one Brian Reynolds equivalent in the offseason and maybe move like Harrington and Ashcraft for...
Yeah. Hey, Tomcat, I'm going to stop you right there because we got to get to a break and a couple more things in the actual show. They're not going to rebuild. You're not going to see that. That's just that is coming from a place of being informed. They're not interested in rebuilding. And that's the case that Tomcat's making. And he's right. There's enough things there that you need to fix the offense. You need to add to it. You need to figure out how to get better in 2026, but we're not looking at a rebuild. But thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. A couple minutes early with this, the 50-minute mark on the fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. So you've probably seen online that Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, they're sweet mates. They're sharing a bathroom. There's a funny story on Yahoo about when they can flush the toilet. It's apparently very, very loud. One of them texted the other saying, "Are you still awake? I've got to flush the toilet." I guess they're doing the whole like yellow, let it mellow, you know, brown, flush it down that Limits used to do back when he went to camp.
When I went to camp?
I don't know. Oh, I just made that up.
Sure.
So which two fan hosts would make the best roommates?
Honestly, I could see a lot of the pairings that are actually here. Like Doran and Crowley, I think would make good roommates. I think Pony and Mueller would make pretty good roommates. I think Joe and I would be decent at it. Joe and Bob would definitely be elite as well.
No, they would not.
I think so, yeah. Really? Bob and Joe, yes. I think so.
Be good roommates.
I think they'd be solid roommates.
I feel like they would annoy each other.
They would, but that just comes with the territory.
What would be the most combustible?
Probably Callis and Joe.
Yeah.
Maybe, actually, no.
I was thinking Pony and Joe.
Pony and Callis would definitely be number one.
Pony and Callis.
If Pony and Callis had to live together for a substantial amount of time.
Or maybe like Dom and somebody, too. Dom is a you-know-what stirrer. That would be...
Maybe Dom and Doran.
Dom and Doran.
Dom and Bob, probably.
Dom would end up in multiple pieces.